Dr. Saber, getting an office note on patient Lauren Stokes, LAWRENCE Stokes, STOKES. Date of birth is 8/2/1961. Date of service is 6/2/2026. Bill paragraph. The patient is 64-year-old gentleman. Refer to see me by Dr. Pimentel, PIMENTEL, for the evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Bill paragraph. The patient has past medical history significant for 1, hypertension for 10 years. Next, GERD, next hyperlipidemia, next history of PE/DVT for the last, for 1 year, started on adequate speed paragraph. Past surgical history includes right rotator cuff surgery, left rotator cuff surgery, and bilateral Achilles tendon rupture in paragraph. Allergies, normal like allergies, speed paragraph. Social history, patient is married with 4 children, no smoking, occasional alcohol, no drugs. He works for the Museum of Fine Arts, speed paragraph. Family history, father died from colon cancer, mother died from ovarian cancer, their mother had breast cancer, pre paragraph. The U.S. system reveals no headache, vision is fine, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea or constipation. He has regular bowel movement, no melena, took 2 at times, 1 to 2 at night, no swelling upon urine, she has complete bladder emptying and no leg swelling. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. Immunization patient received 2 doses of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy, period paragraph. Current medications include amlodipine, apixaban, olmesartan, hydrochlorothiazide, farxiga, omeprazole, and rosuvastatin. On physical examinations, vital signs are as mentioned above, HNT, pupil, general reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and anterior sclera, also the confidentopathy, no carrot to be bilaterally, non duplicative extension bilaterally. Voice, oral mucosa, no pharyngeal, erythema, nose, prior neck, supplement, stiffness, so rigidity, heart sound, irregular, rhythm, no mass, no S2. No member short of friction, per lung, arterial causation, no factor, but this is the business of the head of the megalit. No guardy rebound or rigidity, extremity, the third, even the lower extremity, skin, no skin, but the neural exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me to the following. Creatinine 1.3, estimated GFR 66. Assessment and plan. This is a 64-year-old gentleman with elevated serum creatinine. This may be related to use of hydrochlorothiazide versus increased muscle mass as he goes to the gym every day and he has a good muscular build. We are going to do a workup to rule out chronic kidney disease. This will include imaging studies, serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria, if any. I think this is all related to increased body mass, to increased muscle mass. At this point, I would like to discontinue Farxiga. Also, I would discontinue hydrochlorothiazide. Will he check his kidney function 2 weeks afterwards? And go from there. Next diagnosis, the hypertension. Currently controlled on current regimen. Continue olmesartan and amlodipine for now without hydrochlorothiazide. And reevaluate. Period. Next, GERD patient was advised to get off omeprazole because of the allergic infestation of rats associated with omeprazole long-term use. Next, hyperlipidemia. Patient is on rosuvastatin. I would like to see if we can switch him to a more kidney-friendly statin compared to rosuvastatin, and we'll add supportive supplements as well. Period. Next, history of PE/DVT on Eliquis. To continue, paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Pimentel, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I will see him around 3 to 4 weeks for follow-up, and I'll keep you updated on his progress and report. Thanks, CC, Dr. Pimentel.